You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. On Monday mornings, you can call the program at 564-1290, 564-1290. When we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California.
Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Next week's program will be about housing, building housing, affordable housing. Should it be rental housing? Should it be subsidized housing? How much should the county be involved? Interestingly enough, it's a great program. Interestingly enough, at Hollister and Modoc Avenue, they are actually offering affordable condominiums. And in next week's program, we'll actually not be big cheerleaders of this application and the county's recent embracing of this. But it's there, and if you qualify, you can head over to 924 Anacapa Street, the county, Suite 3M, and pick up applications. And they'll be selling six affordable condos over there. For two people, the maximum income is about $41,000. Another range is $51,000, and another range is $62,000. So there's a, not to get too technical now, but there's a variety of prices and ranges for income and what they'll be selling for. What they're selling, two bedroom, two bath, $209,000. How's that for a deal? Sounds more like a down payment for the median price, 20% down of a $1 million house in Santa Barbara. You could buy a two-bedroom, two-bath for $209,600. It goes all the way down to a one-bedroom for $124,000. So, again, that's 924 Anacapa Street if someone wants to win the lotto and go down there and jump into that. Don't forget, if you want a copy of Residential Sales dating back to 1975, you can call me at 898-4242. 898-4242, and I'll throw in a home price comparison index, let you figure out what you would have to spend in other parts of the country to replace the type of house you have now. This is an old from the archives, I'm bringing it out, but it's about housing and government and building. And in the year 2005, the Lord came on to Noah and said, who was actually living in the United States, and said, once again, the earth has become wicked and overpopulated, and I see the end of all flesh before me. Build another ark and save two of every living thing, along with a few good humans. He gave Noah the blueprint, saying, you have 6 months to build the ark before I will start the unending rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, 6 months later, the Lord looked down and saw Noah weeping in his yard, but no ark. Noah, he roared, I'm about to start the rain. Where is the ark? Forgive me, Lord, begged Noah, but things have changed. I needed a building permit. I've been arguing with the inspector about the need for a sprinkler system. My neighbors claim that I violated the neighborhood zoning laws by building the ark in my yard and exceeding the height limitations. We had to go to the Development Appeal Board for a decision. Then the Department of Transportation demanded a bond be posted for the future costs of moving power lines and other overhead obstructions to clear the passage for the ark's move to the sea. I argued that the sea would be coming to us, but to no avail, they would hear nothing of it. Getting the wood was another problem. There's a ban on cutting local trees in order to save the spotted owl. I tried to convince the environmentalists that I needed the wood to save the owls, but no go. When I started gathering the animals, an animal rights group sued me. They insisted that I was confining wild animals against their will. As well, they argued the accommodations was too restrictive and that it was cruel and inhumane to put so many animals in a confined space. Then the EPA ruled that I could not build the ark until they had conducted an environmental impact study on your proposed flood. I'm still trying to resolve a complaint with the Human Rights Commission on how many minorities I'm supposed to hire for my building crew. Also, the trade union said I couldn't use my sons and that I had to use workers and union workers with ark building experience, and to make matters worse, the IRS seized all my assets, claiming I'm trying to leave the country illegally with endangered species. So forgive me, Lord, but it would take at least another 10 years for me to finish this arc. Suddenly, the skies cleared, the sun began to shine, and a rainbow stretched across the sky. Noah looked up and wondered and asked, "You mean you're not going to destroy the world?" "No," said the Lord, "the government beat me to it." It's an old one, but it's a good one. It's so easy to take pot shots at the building department and the government and the city, and particularly the county. And we'll cover numerous shows in the future to talk about the county and what they have to go through for building. But I thought you'd appreciate hearing that. I thought you'd appreciate hearing that. We're having enough problems locally with environmental. You read about BFI recently. I don't know if it was BFI or Marburg, it might have been BFI delivering extra cans, extra green waste cans coming from nowhere. And actually the mayor got involved, Mayor Marty Bloom, a few weeks ago. She said she didn't need the extra cans. She didn't even have enough yard clippings to fill the one she already had. Now there's some rumors going around and speculation she might be smoking her yard clippings, and that's why she doesn't have enough to fill the can. Now, this may or may not be true. I just started the rumor. Mayor Bloom actually called in on the program once. We had a nice conversation. Okay, it's time now for our final segment of the week, and that is the weekly multiple listing update. Go on, take the money and run. Again, this is just through our weekly multiple listing service, just single-family residences only. No condos, no mobile homes, no vacant parcels. Now, although you've just listened to a best-of program of Radio Real Estate, my producer, Jaron Pils, offered to take the time and effort to allow me to bring you the current sales data. So this is for ending the week of June 24th, the weekly multiple listing update for June 24th, 2005. Now, why did he do it? Because he cares about you, the listener. Isn't that a refreshing change? Now, new listings for the week ending June 24th, 2005. We had a total of 28 new listings this week. That's a drop-off. Last week was 45, and we've been hitting 40s and 50s, and so that's a low number. A low of $799,000 over on Rhodes Avenue, a high of $15,888,000 on East Mountain Drive. We had three over $1 million, and actually, no, we had three over $15 million this week of the new listings. So the median price ended up being actually between $1.6 and $2 million, a huge range because it was an even number. But of the 28 new listings, we had seven under $1 million and three over $15 million. That's kind of unusual. 35 people opened escrow this week, a low, again, of $799,000 on San Jano, and a high of $9.9 million on Cima Vista. Of the 35 opened escrows, eight were under $1 million, the median price, $1,495,000. Third category, closed escrows. 24 lucky people closed escrow this week, reported a low of $595,000 on Nectarine and a high of $5,320,000 on Bella Vista. Beautiful view from Bella Vista. Of the 24 sold escrows, we had eight, a third, under $1 million. That's good to see. And the median price between $1,300,000 and $1,380,000. Now, of the active listings, if you're out looking for property, what do you have? Let's look at overall and what's under $1 million. 387, a gross number of 387 active listings, but 18% of those are in escrow. So that leaves you a net of 316 listings to look at. This is just, again, single-family residences, no condos. Now, under $1 million. Well, you know, before I go to under $1 million, let's look at this. A gross number of 387, a net of 316. What was it last year? The gross number, 369. So we have a few more listings at 387. What was the net number last year? Don't know, wasn't doing it. Gross number 2003 at this time, 420. So that's versus today, 387. Again, the net listing, 316. Not a lot of listings. And particularly the last time I looked at the median price for the active listings, it was almost $2 million. Now, just as recently as April, we had a gross number of 371. Okay? Now, I said this week we had a gross number of 387, so it's kind of, we have a higher number of listings, okay, here at June 24th, 2005, versus mid-April 2005. We have a higher number. The net listings back then, in other words, the ones that were not in escrow, 278. And today is 316. So we have a much higher number of the net listings in escrow. That's because a fewer percentage of the listings are in escrow. And it's kind of dropped ever since April, which is when I started tracking this. So we have a higher number of listings for you to look at. Under $1 million, 68 active listings under $1 million, 22% are listed in escrow, so you can look at 53 of them. Now, back in April, you could only look at 38. So we have a higher number of listings under $1 million as well. Those are the hard stats for the week ending June 24th, 2005. This is the 25th week I've done this on the year 2005. Overall, the 339th week. And people didn't think I'd go past 300. There was a rumor at 300 we were going to stop. Again, the week ending June 24th, 2005. I have not done the second quarter as of yet. I'll do that into July, and you'll hear from me probably July 11th. On what the second quarter looks like. Remember, the first quarter of 2005, $1,195,000 was the median price, which was a big jump from the previous quarter. The fourth quarter of 2005, it was $1,054,000. So it'll be very interesting to see as we track the quarterly sales. I don't have 2005 up, but if you go to RadioRealEstate.com, you could track down and look at the different quarters, the quarterly median price. I think 2002, 3, and 4. Closed escrows, as I said, 24. 11 of the 24 sold at or equal. 11 of the 24 actually, equal or above the asking price. Folks, we're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com or call me at 898-4242, 898-4242. If you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.